obviously racing will get underway on Monday evening, and then it goes for 7 days consecutively. And in terms of, I'm sure, the local economy in Galway, it certainly is the benefactor. But all the top trainers, both on the flat and over national hunt, will target Galway. It seems every trainer, every owner and every jockey wants to have a winner down in Ballybrit this coming week. And
why is that, do you think, Leon?
Well, it's just, I mean, like, it's a carnival of racing. It goes for 7 days. Everybody just migrates down to Galway for the week. I think one of the best things about Galway is a lot of people go from Monday to Thursday, and then you get a new crowd coming in for the bank holiday weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's always buzzing, it's always busy. But the one key thing it does, or sorry, the one key thing it needs would be the type of weather that we've been getting this past week. If we get that next week in Galway, I'm sure the crowds are going to be fantastic, as they always are. There's such a buzz about the city for the entire week. Whether you go out to the racetrack, whether you watch it in a bar around their square, or whether you go out to kind of Morans on the Weir or places like that, anywhere you go, they're always buzzing. There's always a great anticipation and anxiety looking forward to the races. People have their fivers and tenors on, and it gives them great enjoyment for the next week to come.
You mentioned trainers a few times in that opening section, and I suppose the king of Ballybrit is Dermot Weld, and he'll be very much looking forward to this and hoping to carry on his extremely impressive record, Leon.
It's an unbelievable record, Oisin. I mean, he is the master of Rosewell. He's the king of Ballybrit. And if you follow Mr. Weld for the week, and some people just follow him blind, and what that means is they just back every single one of Mr. Weld's runners, and you, over the past 5 or 6 years, you will be in front. I mean, he just has an unbelievable record. He seems to know exactly what it takes to win the different types of races, and he doesn't win the same race all the time. I mean, he wins two-year-old maidens, three-year-old maidens. He can win races, bumpers, he can win jumps, he can win hurdle races. The man is a genius, and I don't say that lightly. He really is a superb, masterful trainer. And a lot of punters will just back his horses because they know over the past couple of years he's been getting into double figures. So that's 10-plus winners for the week. And they're not all short prices. A lot of them last year were coming in around 5 and 6 to 1. So there is value to be had if you back Mr. Weld down in Galway this coming week. But certainly he just knows what it takes. And he trains so many different types of winners. I think that's what really makes him so unique. He's not just confined to 7 furlong maidens. He can win bumpers over 2 miles. He can win a staying chase. He can win a novice hurdle. He can win everything. And he really is. I mean, he's the man who put Ireland on the map, of course, winning the Melbourne Cup all those years ago. So, I mean, he's a worldwide known trainer. Everyone knows who Mr. Weld is. And certainly the punters in Ballybrit for the coming 7 days, they will be giving him plenty of cheers as his horses enter that all-important number one spot.
Well, two of the big races are, of course, the Galway Plate, and then we've got the Galway Hurdle there taking place on Wednesday and Thursday, Leon. We'll look at the Plate first of all, and there's always a big horse that you can pick out that's sort of moving away from the rest of the field in the days under the event. But for some reason or another, in 2014, this one's wide open.
It is wide open, you know, I mean, like, and there's not that long to go, obviously. And the Plate will have finished come this time next week when it happens on the Wednesday. But looking at it, you'd be saying to yourself, it's wide open at the moment. All the big trainers, the likes of Gordon Elliott, Mr. Weld, Willie Mullins, Desi Hughes, Noel Mead, they're all represented in the top 5 or 6 in the betting. But there's no one horse that seems to be standing out at the moment. If I had to put my colours to the mast at this present time, I'd probably give a horse called Road to Riches a little bit of a squeak in the Plate. He is a very good jumper, and especially down in Ballybrit in the Galway Plate, the last two fences, for anyone who's watched the race before, they come in very quick succession, but they also come at the very end of the race before you have to run up that hill. So the last two jumps are vital to any horse having a chance of winning the Galway Plate. And Road to Riches, for me, he does jump extremely well. And you do need an awful lot of luck in running. At the moment, the ground is described as good in Galway. So I'm sure John Maloney and the team down there will be doing everything in their power in the lead up to the start on Monday night to just ensure safe ground. that's all national hunt trainers can want. As long as there's a bit of give in the ground, and when I say give, I mean it's not on the firm side. That's not for national hunt horses. It's going to have to be just good ground, and hopefully with a little bit of irrigation, whether it be natural or whether it has to be put on by the ground staff, they do a tremendous job in having the ground perfect always for the start of this seven-day extravaganza. So keep an eye on the weather, because as many people who have a bet out there know, it's horses for courses. Horses that have done well at Ballybriss tend to do well over and over again. So if you're having a little punt, check out the form and make sure that they've ran with credit at Ballybriss in the past.
Is that sort of ground going to favour the favourite at the moment and the Galway Hurdle, which is Peak Soon? Is that a horse that you see, as the rest of the punters are going on, that's very much capable of winning the hurdle?
Absolutely. I mean, this Peak Soon, he was a winner at Royal Ascot for Willie Mullins when Ryan Moore rode him on the final day of the Royal Meeting on the Saturday. This horse finished third in a Cheltenham bumper. So it just goes to show you, he oozes class. And this good, quick ground for Peak Soon will be absolutely perfect. He's got a flat rating of 105, which I would say gives him a hurdle rating roughly around 135. If I was to put a hurdle mark on him at the moment, he looks to be well in. He's been treated fairly kindly for this handicap hurdle by the handicapper, in my opinion. And yes, he is a little bit inexperienced going over hurdles, but the one thing what he does have, and which I think is key to winning a Galway hurdle, is flat speed. Because when they jump the last, there's a bit of a run in to the finish, and it's horses that have that turn of foot who tend to normally do very well in a Galway hurdle. So he's the favourite, and he's a very worthy favourite at that. Paul Townend will be on board. Obviously, Ruby Walsh is injured for the Galway Festival. So Paul Townend, who's number two to Ruby for Willie Mullins, he will get plenty of big race rides for Ireland's champion trainer. But it's not a one-horse race, and a horse I definitely give a squeak to, who always runs probably in the first three, wins a couple of races as well, is Bayan, B-A-Y-A-N, owned by Gary O'Brien and a couple of his friends. Gary O'Brien, of course, anyone who watches horse races will know who Gary O'Brien is, and trained by Gordon Elliott. Gordon Elliott, probably the most gifted young trainer in the country, certainly knows how to get plenty of winners from his many horses. And a lot of people are backing him each way, just hoping that something happens to the favourite. He doesn't bring his A game come Thursday. But I'm a huge fan of Peak Soon. I think we're going to hear an awful lot more about this horse in years to come. And for me, he's the one they all have to beat in the Galway Hurdle.
Okay, Leon, we'll stay with the horses, but we always like to talk about Donegal people here in Highland, and a man who's had a very impressive career to date is, of course, Martin Harley. And after that horrific injury that he picked up, young Harley has certainly bounced back in fine form.
Well, I mean, Martin Harley, I think it is fair to say that he has the world at his feet in terms of flat race riding at the moment. I think when you look at his career to date so far, he couldn't have started off with a better master trainer and a man who has had some serious pupils through his ranks over the years, and that is, of course, Mr. Jim Bulger. So to get an education down in County Carlow like you would get from a man of that talent, it can only put you on the right foot, but then it's up to yourself to grab the chances that you get. The likes of Tony McCoy, Aidan O'Brien, they've all gone through the same school, and look how successful those two, to name a few, are. Look at Kevin Manning, how successful he is even to this present day. But Martin Harley learned his trade with Jim Bulger and then moved over to the UK for another very shrewd trainer in Mick Shannon. And Martin, of course, rode his first Group 1 winner for Mick Shannon at the Curragh. So that was a huge thrill for him coming back to Ireland and being based, of course, over with Mick Shannon. And then to top it all off, he got an offer, as Mick Shannon said himself, was too good to refuse, in terms of moving on from Shannon and up to the all-powerful stable. He got a very bad injury, which in this game, I mean, these jockeys, they risk their lives probably nearly every time they sit up on the back of these animals. They're very hard men, super fit, and they're well able to take a fall. But Martin has bounced back as if he never had an injury whatsoever. And I think that goes to show you what type of dedication and commitment and hard work that this young man has from Donegal. And a lot of people over in the UK, I travel over there nearly every weekend with the big race in England being on a Saturday, and obviously the big race in Ireland being on a Sunday, and the amount of plaudits that he gets from fellow jockeys, from trainers, from owners, always willing to speak to the connections after a race to try and give his input into where he thinks the horse went right, where he thinks he went wrong. And this is what a lot of race fans don't really get, is that the jockeys are instrumental in terms of telling the trainer when they get up upon a horse in a race, where should we next be targeting? Should we be going back in trip? Should we be stepping up in trip? Does he want a lead? Does he want to get a lead? Come from off the pace, the ground conditions. So jockeys have a huge input into where the horses are placed from their respective trainers. But this is a young kid who has the world at his feet, as I said at the start of the piece about him, and fair play to him. He's grabbed his chance, and I think sky's the limit for him.
Well, watch this space with Martin Harley in particular in the coming seasons, of course, moving on to the bigger stage, and I'm sure we can expect some more Group 1 winners from him, Leon.
Absolutely. I think to be associated now with Marco Botti, Marco Botti is getting a higher calibre of horse and more regular. And I think when you ride these higher calibre of horses, it obviously gives you chance to win listed contests and then, of course, move on to Group 3, Group 2. And then the ultimate goal for any jockey is to be aboard a Group 1 winner. So certainly, when Martin moved from Mick Shannon, he went with the full blessing of his former boss, because his former boss knew himself, this is a young kid on the rise. And it's only a progression. It's a natural step. And to be with a trainer like Marco Botti, I'm sure there's plenty of success for both gentlemen in the near future.
Well, just away from the horses, we'll sort of dip into the Gaelic Games world and the golf before we wrap things up, Leon. And how's is boys sports focusing in on the moment at the All-Ireland Championship? Obviously, Donegal had a huge lift last weekend in becoming Ulster Senior Champions once again. What's the odds in them possibly going all the way to the All-Ireland?
Well, I think, first of all, I was very impressed with Donegal. I mean, it's always hard, as you know yourself, Oisín, to win an All-Ireland Championship back in 2012. The following year is always a bit difficult, and I think it's fair to say that Donegal were a bit flat. They were a bit lackluster in their attempts last year, but by God, how have they rebounded? And I think you could see the excitement and the thrill on the face of their manager, Jim McGuinness, when they won the Ulster Championship game in Monaghan against Monaghan. It was a big result, and it'll give them plenty of confidence going in to the All-Ireland quarter-final, because once these players get back, now they're champions of Ulster once again, they'll get that feeling that they had in 2012. They're only three games away from being All-Ireland champions, and when you're in the last eight, anything is possible. They are not up amongst the top in the betting, it's fair to be say. They have come in a little bit for beating Monaghan, but the favourites, the odds-on favourites, after their demolition in Leinster of Meath, is Dublin. And I mean, they're trying to do something that they have never done, I believe, in terms of winning the league, Leinster, and the Sam Maguire back-to-back two consecutive years. That's all six trophies that is available to them. They've got a big squad, and I think that seems to be the difference between Dublin at the moment and the rest of the country, is that the players they can ask to come off the bench are just as good, or if not better, than the lads who got the starting slot. But Kerry, as we saw against Cork, their second favourites, and many people from the kingdom backed them at huge prices before that Munster final to win Sam Maguire. And if Kerry got to an All-Ireland final, whoever they play against, nobody will be taking Kerry very lightly. So it's bubbling along very nicely. But I think the three counties that I mentioned, Donegal, Kerry and Dublin, I think the winner, Oisín, will come from them three. I don't see Mayo. They're just not able to do it on the big day, and that's why I look at the experience of Donegal in 2012, Dublin winning it last year, and of course Kerry, when they get to Croke Park, they never bottle it. So I think the winner will definitely come from the three counties that I've mentioned.
Just finally, on to golf, Rory McIlroy. He's won three of the big four majors, and I suppose the odds are now shortening on him doing the Grand Slam, are they?
Absolutely, and I think when you look at the company that McIlroy is in at the moment, I mean, he joined Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as being only the third man ever to have accumulated three major championships by the time of 25. I mean, I don't think we really appreciate how good this young man actually is. I mean, how many golfers have gone before him and tried to get into that? I mean, that is the creme de la creme. Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, the two most successful golfers of all time, and McIlroy is right beside them now, having won his third championship. I mean, if you look at a couple of the things for 2015, will he win a major? For me, that is an absolute certainty. And this is Christmas come early at 6-4 for me. I cannot see McIlroy not winning a major next year. He's just too confident. The way he played last week in Liverpool, those Eagles, I think it was on the third round, when he was only one clear, he ended up going into the final round 6 clear. That's what it takes. He really does have everything that a golfer could possess. Some people have criticised his putting. I think you only have to look at his performance last week at Liverpool. There was nothing wrong with it there. I think if you think he can win all four majors in 2015, maybe this is worth a euro at 200-1. I wouldn't put it past him. And the one I think he wants to win to give himself a grand slam, obviously, of the majors is Augusta. We all remember he led it for 54 holes and then he exploded on the last round. Something went wrong and he wasn't able to rebound. But what he did do in the next major after that one was win it. So that goes to show you the steel and the mentality that McIlroy has. And it's a great time for Irish golf. I thought Graeme McDowell, I thought Shane Lowry played superbly well. Two top 10 finishes for those two gents. It's looking good for Irish golf as a whole. It's looking good if you're a European. I think they will win the Ryder Cup. But I think McIlroy, he has a target now. He wants to catch Tiger. And then hopefully, wouldn't it be great to say that a guy from Ireland could hold the most majors in the world ever? That would be some achievement for him. And the best of luck, and I hope he does it.
That would be fantastic stuff. Listen, we could stay here all afternoon and talk about golf and GA and horses. Leon, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And enjoy your time in Galway next week at the races.
Thank you very much. All the best.